today we are starting what I think is an 8-week series on discipleship. We'll be exploring what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Over the next 8 sermons, we will examine different aspects of discipleship. We'll learn from the scriptures and we'll reflect on how we can live out our faith more fully. Today we will begin with a sermon focusing on the calling of the first disciples as recorded in Matthew 4:18-22. So listen as I read, or read along with me. In Matthew 4:18-22. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing the nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now the term disciple comes from the Latin word discipulus, and that means a learner or follower. In the biblical context, a disciple is someone who not only follows Jesus, but also seeks to understand and live according to his teachings. During the first century, Jewish rabbis gathered disciples around them, students who closely followed their teacher, learning not only through words, but also by observing their way of life. Unlike other rabbis who passively waited for students to seek them out, Jesus took an active role in calling individuals to follow him and initiating the disciple-teacher relationship. This approach was unique, and it demonstrated Jesus' proactive and intentional engagement with those who chose to follow him. Now, from a Wesleyan perspective, discipleship is deeply rooted in grace. John Wesley emphasized that God's grace is at work in our lives before we are even aware of it. It's what he called prevenient grace. This grace prepares our hearts and enables us to respond to God's call. Discipleship, then, is not just about following a set of teachings. It's about responding to God's active, initiating grace in our lives. It's about recognizing that Jesus seeks us out, calls us by name, and invites us into a relationship with him. Discipleship is also about relationship and mission. Jesus didn't call his disciples to merely learn from him in isolation. He called them into a community and sent them out with a purpose. When Jesus said to Simon, Peter, and Andrew, "Come follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people," he was giving them a mission that went beyond themselves. He was inviting them to participate in the work of God's kingdom, to bring others into the fold, to share the good news. This mission-oriented aspect of discipleship is central to our understanding of faith. We are called not only to grow in personal relationship with Jesus, but also to actively engage in the world, making disciples and transforming lives. Now, the immediate response of the first disciples to Jesus' call is striking. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon, Peter, and Andrew casting their nets into the lake. And he called to them, Come, follow me. I will send you out to fish for people. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. This immediate, wholehearted response is an example of what true discipleship looks like. Simon and Andrew didn't hesitate. They didn't ask for more information or a detailed plan. They simply left their nets, everything they knew, their livelihood, their security, and they followed Jesus. Their response shows us the kind of trust and commitment that true discipleship requires. Jesus then called James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were in a boat with their father, preparing their nets. And when he called them, they immediately left the boat and their father and followed him. They not only left their work, they left their family. The nature of Jesus' call on our lives sometimes requires sacrifice. Sometimes, all the time, requires reordering our priorities. For the first disciples, following Jesus meant leaving behind their familiar lives to embrace a new identity and mission. It reminds us that discipleship often involves stepping out of our comfort zone and trusting Jesus with our future. We saw the disciples do that. And it's, frankly, not that different than what we're called to. What does it mean to be called by Jesus today? The context is different. I mean, we're not fishermen. But we're called. Just as the disciples were, we are called to enter into a transformative relationship with Christ. We're called to participate in His mission. He calls us in the middle of our daily lives, just as He called the fishermen by the Sea of Galilee. He calls us in our workplaces. He calls us in our homes. He calls us in our communities. His call is personal and unique to each of us, taking into account our gifts, our circumstances, and our potential to serve in His kingdom. Responding to Jesus' call today requires the same kind of immediate and radical commitment that we see in the first disciples. Responding to Jesus' call means being willing to leave behind things that hinder our walk with Him. It means trusting Him with our lives, even when the path is rocky and uncertain. It means saying yes to His invitation and allowing His grace to transform us. This isn't, as we've talked about recently, it's not a one-time deal. It's not a one-time decision. It's a daily commitment to follow Jesus and to grow in His likeness and to engage in His mission. Living out this call involves coming together as a church. The first disciples were called together. We are called together to follow Jesus in the context of our church. We need each other for support, for accountability, and for encouragement. Engaging in the means of grace, prayer, scripture reading, worship. These things help us stay connected to Jesus and to one another. These practices nurture our faith and equip us to live out our discipleship in the world. As we reflect on this passage and the call to follow Jesus, we should be asking ourselves some really important questions. How is Jesus calling us to follow him today? What immediate steps can we take to respond to his call? Are there nets in our lives? Things that we need to leave behind to follow him fully? These are questions that require honest reflection and prayer. In our journey of discipleship, we have to be open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We have to be attentive to the ways that God is speaking to us, calling us to deeper commitment, inviting us to participate in his work. Let's support one another in this journey, recognizing that we are not alone, but we are part of a community of believers who are all called to follow Jesus. Our callings can have personal implications. We all have unique gifts and talents that are given to us by God. And he intends for us to use these gifts and talents in our journey as disciples. Some of us are called to teach, others to serve, and still others to lead or provide hospitality. Reflecting on how our specific gifts can be used in service to God's kingdom can help us find our place within the mission of the church. Discipleship also extends to our daily interactions and the way we conduct ourselves in all aspects of life. Whether we are at work or at home or in our community, we are called to embody the love and teachings of Jesus. This means being a light in the darkness, showing kindness and compassion, and living with integrity and humility. It means being a witness to the transformative power of God's grace in our lives, so that others may see and be drawn to the light of Christ. Being a disciple takes perseverance. The journey of following Jesus is not always easy. In fact, honestly, it's seldom easy. We face challenges and setbacks and times that we feel discouraged or overwhelmed. But it's in these moments that while our faith is maybe slightly tested, it is extremely strengthened. Jesus never promised that following him would be free from hardship. In fact, he pretty much promised the opposite. He warned his disciples that they would face trials and persecutions, but he also promised that he would be with them to the end of the age, and we know he is with us. And it's this assurance where we can draw our courage to continue, knowing that we aren't alone and our labor isn't in vain. The first disciples formed a close-knit group, supporting one another in their mission. And we too are called to be a community. And it's within this community, within our church, that we can find encouragement, mutual support, and yes, accountability. We can share our burdens, and we can celebrate our victories, and we can grow together in our understanding of what it means to follow Jesus. But we also, along with our community, we need to attend to our personal spiritual disciplines. Regular prayer, meditation on the scripture, fasting, acts of service. These things help deepen our relationship with God, and they align our hearts with His will. These disciplines aren't just religious duties. They are means of grace that open our lives to the transforming work of the Holy Spirit. It's through these practices that we become more attuned to God's voice, more aware of His presence, and more responsive to His leading. He said this is the first of 8 sermons, I think, on discipleship. Each week, we're going to examine different facets of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. We will discuss things such as the cost of discipleship, the role of service and mission, the importance of spiritual growth, and the power that we have as a community. I want us to live more fully into our calling as followers of Christ. Christ calls us in Matthew to go and make disciples for the transformation of the world. We cannot make disciples if we are not ourselves disciples. Yes, I think probably most people listening to this sermon are believers. But believers, being a believer doesn't mean you're a disciple. Being a believer means you have faith in Jesus Christ, yes. But being a disciple, making disciples, that's what we're called to do. That is what we're called to do. The call to follow Jesus is both an invitation and a challenge. It's an invitation to experience the fullness of life that comes from walking in close relationship with our Savior. It's also a challenge to leave behind the things that hinder us and to step boldly into the mission He has for us. It is my prayer that we, like the first disciples, respond with immediacy and commitment, trusting that God's grace will guide and sustain us every step of the way. We need to take a step of faith. We need to respond to the calling that Jesus has placed on our hearts. Jesus is with us, leading us, and empowering us. It's time to respond to that. Bow your heads with me, please. Lord Jesus, we thank You for calling us to follow You. Help us to respond with the same urgency and commitment that the first disciples did. Give us the strength to leave behind the things that get in the way of our walk with You. Strengthen us in our journey of discipleship and help us support one another in this community of faith. May we grow in Your likeness and be faithful participants in Your mission. And it's in Your holy name we pray. Amen.